All right, it's that time again. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and you're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here every Sunday, 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. The Bright Side is the good news about health that says when it comes to our vitality and our wellness, we can have it all. The Bright Side is about strategies that allow us to maximize each step and each function of the human process. The human process. I call the human body the human process because we tend to think of the body as a thing, and it really isn't as much a thing as it is a movement. It's a verb. And when we think about it as a process, we have to think about it as a big process that's made up of many little processes. And it's having a basic understanding of these little processes that will allow us to be more effective at the overall big process of being alive. That means having energy, being strong, being resilient, healing and detoxifying rapidly, quickly, efficiently, building muscle, building bone efficiently, and most importantly, aging gracefully. Anything less than complete wellness, not even just a little heartburn, anything less than complete wellness. We set the bar so low on our complete wellness. Anything less means something is misfiring. All disease is biochemical misfiring. It always starts out small. It always starts out with just a couple of processes not working right. That's why I can almost always go back somewhere along the line, no matter what kind of health challenges we may face, we can always somehow go back to the basics, usually the digestive system, which we're going to be talking about a lot today. By the time we notice just a little heartburn, that means some of these processes have not been working correctly for some time. By the time you notice just the first thing, that means it's been percolating underneath for a while. The trick is to be as vigilant as possible so that we notice and take corrective action as soon as possible. As soon as possible. And that kind of vigilance requires knowing what we are looking for, knowing what we're looking at. And this knowledge is a prerequisite for us to have the skill to be able to tweak and adjust the processes as soon as possible. The Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." And this is about as specific a case of perishing for lack of knowledge as I can think of. Our bodies are breaking down and we are perishing early for lack of knowledge. I personally believe in the greatness of the human being. I personally believe in the greatness of the human body. The more I study the human body, the more I'm blown away by how great it is. By great, I mean awesomely and divinely organized in a way that allows it to do things that are seemingly impossible or magical or divine. And I believe in that greatness. I believe in the greatness that allows the body to heal itself. And I know that you believe that too, or you wouldn't be listening. I know that your body can be healthy and vital. You know that when you figure out the code, the language, you will be able to play your body like a virtuoso violin player plays a violin. And I'm here to help you do that. Every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Time, 4 to 6 Central Time. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Colorado. My main specialty is skincare, but I love working with nutrition and nutritional supplementation. It's fascinating to me. All the multiple ways we can tweak the body. All the multiple ways we can tweak the body to keep it healthy, yet the body has this simple way of working that allows us to be able to treat any disease with just a few key steps. And that's what I call the triangle of health. The triangle of health are the three systems that need to be understood if you're going to be able to adjust the body effectively. The triangle of health. If you backtrack all disease states, you will find one of these three or two of these three or sometimes three of these three systems involved. The digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the insulin system, and the blood sugar / insulin system. It's the same system. And the adrenal system. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the program. But before we do, I want to get into some stories. And by the way, our number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I encourage your phone calls. If you've got a question about health, you can help your fellow listener, perhaps, because a lot of times what one person has, another person has some kind of derivative of. And as we're going to find out later today, you can backtrack almost all symptomology to three basic systems. All right, 800-259-5791. I want to talk about a couple of interesting studies that I thought we could bat around before we get into the meat of the program. This is kind of interesting. This is from this one is from new research at the University of California, Davis. Study reinforces the link between obesity, high fat meals, and heart disease. I thought that was really interesting. Do you really need a study to reinforce a link between obesity, high fat meals, and heart disease? Folks, do you know there's 1.25 million heart attacks that occur every year? 1.25 million heart attacks occur every year, yet according to the American Heart Association, one person out of 1,900 meets the definition of ideal heart health. You know, the American Heart Association has no business telling people what are the criteria for heart health. See, this is the problem that we have when it comes to medical testing, when it comes to the medical model in general. We try to meet standards. We try to meet standards that are set for us by people who are selling us products to meet those standards. Drug companies set the standards. Hospitals set the standards. Insurance companies set the standards. And then we go to the doctor to find out if we meet the standards. Well, according to the American Heart Association, one person out of 1,900 people meet their definition of heart health. Well, what I want to tell you is don't pay any attention to what the American Heart Association says, because since we had an American Heart Association around 1915 or 1920, we've had more heart attacks and more heart disease than ever before in the history of man. So I don't think we really need an American Heart Association, and I don't really think we need their definition of ideal heart health. So when they tell you that you need to have your blood cholesterol below 200, what they really mean to tell you is that you need to take a drug if it's higher than 200. Don't fall victim. Don't fall victim to the machine. That's what this is all about. This is about being told what to do for our health in a way that serves interests that are not your health. Don't participate. Here's a good one. Best treatments for chronic fatigue are exercise. How do you like that? From the Lancet. This is from the Lancet, a study, the biggest study of its kind. Researchers from Queen Mary, University of London, King's College in London, and the University of Edinburgh said that the best treatments for chronic fatigue were cognitive therapy and exercise therapy. In other words, stop whining and get up and do something. And they're exactly right. If you have chronic fatigue syndrome, or if you have any health issue, one of the most important things you could do is get up and do something. And there are some very important biochemical reasons why that's important, why that's so. It's not just psychological to get up and do something. There's some very important biochemistry, health-giving biochemistry that is stimulated when you get up and move around. And I'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 800-259-5791 is the number. 800-259-5791. If you want to check out my blog, it's pharmacistben.com. And if you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I know I don't get, I have a whole bunch of, I usually get about 100 emails a week, folks. So bear with me. I'm trying to answer as many of them as I can. But if you do have a serious issue, I would love to be able to communicate with you. So ben@ksco.com, and feel free to give me a call at 800-259-5791. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Hey,
this is the sound of Yemeni anti-government protesters, the latest to be demanding a change of their Arab government. They've been marching now for 7 days, calling on the regime to step down. Thousands of people turned out, at least 4 people killed in some of the gatherings today. Wisconsin lawmakers are prepared to pass a...
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right. We are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist. Sundays on the GCN and ZBS radio networks, as well as KSAV on the internet. We're here every Sunday talking about the good news about how the human body works, how no matter what it is we're suffering from, it's all reversible, folks. It's all reversible as soon as we can understand what's going on in the biochemistry of the body. Save things that are locked in genetically, and I don't even know about some of those, to tell you the truth. But I'll give the medical community that some things are locked genetically, but the vast majority of the things that we suffer from in terms of what's affecting our health and our vitality are lifestyle choices that we are making or we are being suggested to or told to make. And that's the good news, folks, because as soon as you reverse those, you can start to heal and start to get your God-given vitality and zest for life back. Before we went to break, we were talking about a study of chronic best treatments for chronic fatigue are exercise. Well, no kidding. The best treatments for chronic fatigue are exercise. A second interesting a study that's associated with that study links hypoxia and inflammation to many diseases. And I want to address both of these points, both of these subjects. They're very similar. Best treatments for chronic fatigue are exercise, and study links hypoxia and inflammation in many diseases. Well, let's talk about this thing called hypoxia. Hypoxia simply means hypo, which is low, oxia, oxygen, low oxygen, hypoxia. Okay, biochemistry is really elegant in the sense, the language of biochemistry is really elegant in the sense that you can understand it if you break it down. Hypoxia means low oxygen. And this article, or this study was, I don't know if it's a study, it's research from that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine from the University of Colorado Medicine. It says that there's an association between low blood oxygen and inflammation and disease. And that's exactly what happens in the body. When things don't move around, when tissue is not oxygenated, inflammation sets in. And this is the core of much of what we call disease. Things are not moving. Stagnation is occurring. Blood is supposed to be floating in the body, and it does this in a very interesting way. Let me tell you how the fluids in the body move. It's incredibly fascinating. If you take a fruit and you blend that fruit up in a blender, or you juice the fruit with or a vegetable, and then you pour it out into a cup, it will be a thick solution. You'll see particles floating, suspended, if you will, in liquid. This is called a colloidal suspension. A colloidal suspension, you probably have heard the term of colloidal, but you haven't heard it put this way. Let me tell you something. Colloidals, understanding colloidals is a key to understanding the body. So anyway, you mix your vegetable up in a blender, and then you pour it out, and you'll see this stuff, this solid material suspended, hanging in there. And it's actually hanging in there via electromagnetic energy. Electromagnetic energy is holding all those particles in the liquid. And over time, what happens? The particles settle down to the bottom, and you get a clear liquid on the top, and then you get a bunch of material on the bottom. That's because the electromagnetic energy has been removed from the cup or from the juice. Well, that's what happens inside the body as well. When you do not move around, the blood, which is also a colloidal suspension, just exactly the same as a cup of vegetable juice is, when you're not moving around, things pool up, and they clog, and they clot. And the same thing happens with toxins in the lymph. In fact, the same thing happens with the entire body. And this is what we call disease. It's nothing more than stagnation and pooling up. And this all comes from, initially, assaults through the digestive system. Assaults through the digestive system are the core to this whole process, which is why I can always backtrack, no matter what we got, whether it's chronic fatigue syndrome or some kind of autoimmune condition or some kind of digestive condition, you can always backtrack it somewhere along the lines to the center part of the body. And the center part of the body, my friends, is not the heart. The center part of the body is not the heart. The center part of the body is called your small intestine, and it's located right smack dab in the middle. In fact, it's located in the area of the body that's referred to as the solar plexus, that area of the body. Interestingly, when you're playing basketball, when you're in high school, they tell you to watch the solar plexus, watch the intestine, basically. They don't say the intestine, of course, but they say watch the stomach, watch the solar plexus area, because that will not lie to you. Likewise, the intestine will not lie to you. It won't lie to you about your health. That small intestine is the key to everything, because that's where two things happen in the small intestine. Nutrient absorption happens in the small intestine, and attacks happen in the small intestine. Attacks through the food we're eating, mostly. or the foods we're not eating. The foods we're eating and the foods we're not eating. Let's talk about the digestive system, the number one place to start. In fact, I want to call it the digestive immune system. The digestive slash immune system, because 80% of your immune system is enmeshed with your digestive system. They're basically the same thing. That's what your tonsils are. Do you know your tonsils are digestive immune system? The tonsils and the adenoids, those are considered part of your digestive system. They're the digestive slash immune system. They're the immune components of your digestive system. The immune system is the defense system. So doesn't it make sense that the first line of defense would be right at the top of the mouth? And that's what the tonsils are. They are the body's first line of defense. And that's why it's crazy to have your tonsils removed if you have enlarged tonsils. Let me tell you about enlarged, unless you have some kind of terrible sleep apnea. Do you know there's 600,000 tonsils removed every year in this country? And the reason most of them are removed are because of problems sleeping, with the tonsils blocking the airwaves, sleep apnea. So you have to ask, why would lymph tissue, lymph is the immune system, why would immune system be swollen? I have doctor friends who tell me that when they remove tonsils, they say all kinds of gook comes out of the tonsil, all kinds of pus and crap that's been building up in the lymph. It's kind of like a big pimple. That's what happens with your tonsil. It's lymph that is swollen from all kinds of crap that we're putting in our bodies. And we remove the tonsils. The point I want to make here is that the digestive system and the immune system are linked. And when you remove or you start playing around with the immune system, you're playing with fire. All right. So anyway, the digestive immune system is the first place to head to when you start to notice symptoms. It's been said by Dr. Bernard Jensen, and I say it myself, that all disease begins in the colon. All disease begins in the colon. Now, 60 million Americans suffering from digestive stress, distress. So doesn't it make sense that we'd want to know a little bit about our colon, a little bit about what the small intestine does, a little bit about what the digestive system does? You know, the digestive system begins even before you eat. You can start the digestive process even before you eat. And anything you could do to give your body a head start on the digestive system, anything you could do that will make it easier on your digestive system, any way that you can absorb nutrients without having to increase digestive load, these are all things that you want to do. Because the key to health, my friends, the key to health is right in the heart of the body at that small intestine level. We're going to talk about that, and I want to follow the path of a piece of food from when we put it in the mouth to the time it gets to the digestive system, and also encourage your phone calls at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network and KSAV on the Internet. And your phone calls are always welcome at 800-259-5791. Before we went to break, we were talking about the bioelectrical colloidal system of the body and how the bioelectrical colloidal system of the body breaks down. And by bioelectrical colloidal system, I suppose I should explain that, I mean the electrical energy inside of the body. Everything in the body moves via electrical reactions at the most fundamental place. Everything in the body moves via electrical reactions at the most fundamental place. And those electrical reactions depend largely upon what we're ingesting. And I say that in two ways. There's two places where we ingest substances into the body for the bioelectrical energy to be operating efficiently. One is oxygen. And that's why we said earlier how hypoxia and inflammation, low blood oxygen and inflammation, are related to disease states, because oxygen is important for the flow of the body, the electromagnetic energy of the body. And then nutrition is important for the electromagnetic energy of the body. So breathing and nutrition are the two most important places to work. Now, we talk about breathing a lot on this program. Today we're focusing on the digestive system, and today we're focusing on what exactly happens to throw the biochemistry of the digestive system off that would lead to diseases. Now, that's the kind of the steps that you want to take. The first step is going to be the oxygen, as well as nutrition. Oxygen and nutrition. Now, breathing, we'll talk about that on another program. The second place is nutrition. Whenever it comes to nutrition, obviously you're going to focus on the digestive tract. So let's kind of follow a piece of food from the time you eat it all the way down the digestive tract. Most of us don't really know about what's going on in that system. Well, the first thing you want to know is anything you can do to pre-digest your food is going to improve nutrient absorption. It's going to improve how much nutritional value you get out of your food. Any pre-digestion will improve nutritional value. This, in turn, will allow you to eat less. Okay? So, if you can pre-digest your food somehow, and that could be blending it in a blender, that could be juicing it in a juicer, that could be souping it in a super, and that's why I talk about soup so much, is because anything you could do to pre-digest your food and increase nutrient absorption is going to be key. Now, one of the most important ways that you can pre-digest your food and improve nutrient absorption is to pay attention to what you're eating, to watch yourself eating, to place your awareness on eating, to think about what you're eating even before you eat it. This will initiate the flow of saliva from the mouth, and saliva contains enzymes that pre-digest sugars and pre-digest fats, especially important if you have a fat problem like a gallbladder problem or a liver problem or a pancreas problem. So, but everybody would benefit. Simply thinking about what you're eating before you eat it and while you're eating it can help pre-digest your food. And there's chewing your food. Chewing your food is also very important because that stimulates saliva as well. And saliva is the beginnings of the digestive process. Key enzymes are secreted in saliva. So then your food goes down the esophagus, it goes down the pipe, if you will, and then it passes through the little sphincter that connects the stomach to the esophagus. The sphincter is nothing more than a little pipe, a little muscle that opens and closes. Heartburn is a sphincter problem. Not too much acid. Nobody makes too much acid, folks. It's not too much acid that's causing the problem. It's a sphincter problem when you have heartburn. In any case, I want to get to the real juicy part. The stomach, some stuff happens in the stomach, and there's some really interesting hormonal action, actually, that happens in the stomach. But I want to get through that because most people don't have their problems in the stomach. Most people have their problems in the next area, which is the key to digestive health, as we said in the last segment, and that is the small intestine. It's made up of three parts, but don't worry about those. What you want to know about the small intestine is that's where most of your nutrients are absorbed. And it's where most attacks occur when you have a digestive attack. It's the key to digestive wellness, the small intestine. There's many strategies, many strategies for improving digestive health. In fact, you can begin to improve digestive health today. You can begin to improve it this minute. As soon as you decide to do something different, when it comes to making a decision that's going to affect your digestive system heals. That second, that one decision that you make not to eat that piece of bread, your digestive system heals. Now, bread in particular and grains in particular are difficult on the small intestine. Human beings have a problem at the small intestine level processing grains and processing dairy. Animals in general they have to have special stomachs to eat a lot of grain. That's why cows eat a lot of grain, but they have special stomachs to do it, grass being a grain, of course. So grains are difficult to process, and dairy is difficult to process, and it's especially difficult on the small intestine. If you start doing dairy and grains when you are a young child or a baby, which most people are doing, you are setting yourself up, or you have been set up for a lifetime of not just digestive problems, but a lifetime of all kinds of health issues. And I I'm sorry to say that that's just the culture we were brought up in. Don't blame anybody. That's just how it is. But the good news is, the bright side is, and there's always a bright side, the bright side is you can begin to change it. You see, we don't think of our chronic fatigue syndrome or our cold sores or our rheumatoid arthritis or our thyroiditis. We don't think of them as being digestive conditions, but they are. Because that's where everything begins, is in the digestive system. This is the key of to the triangle of health and wellness, is the small intestine and the digestive system. So you want to focus on digestive health first and foremost by what you're not putting in to the digestive tract. And that's largely grains and dairy. Now, some people are okay. But I've noticed that a lot of people who think they're okay really are not okay when you start to ask questions. And this is one of the interesting things about the brain. The brain tends to delete things when they happen all the time. It doesn't notice things. The brain doesn't notice things if they're happening over and over and over again. So if we have a digestive condition that we've had all our life, our brain doesn't even notice it. It's not our fault. It's just a mechanism, a way that the brain works. So you have to probe and you have to pay attention to digestive issues. And this is where the food diary comes in. You will be shocked to see what you can find out when you do a food diary. Food diary is nothing more than noticing whenever you have a digestive condition, whenever you have a digestive problem, even if it's heartburn, and then jotting it down in a food diary, and then backtracking 2, 3, 4 hours earlier and see what you ate. And almost always, after you do a food diary for a couple of weeks, a couple things will start to happen. First of all, you'll start to notice digestive issues that you didn't notice before simply because you're directing your attention in that area. And secondly, and most importantly, you'll notice that there are certain trends with certain food types that are affecting how your body responds. How your body responds to what you put in your mouth. You'll notice that you feel crampy, you'll feel bloated, you feel diarrhea, loose stools, something. It's called a food diary. All right, when we come back, we'll continue our discussion here on the digestive system. We're going to give you some good ideas for how you can improve the amount of nutrient density in what you put in your in what you eat in terms of your diet. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on GCN. We'll be back right after this.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, 800-259-5791 is the number. We're talking about digestive health on our apex, the apex of our triangle of health. And before I went to break, I told you I was going to tell you one of the best things you could do to get amp up the nutritional value out of whatever you're eating, and this is what it is. Use Celtic sea salt. Use spices. Use vegetables. Use water. And use a blender. And the combination will electrify the foods that you're eating. And remember, largely, we are energized electrically, and nutrients just do the job. Anything you can do to amp up the electrical energy of your food is going to improve the nutritional value of that food. Most of the food that we eat is dead food. The large majority of the food that we eat is dead food. This is extremely, extremely important. Because as I was saying in the last segment, the body is electromagnetic. And it depends on its flow, its movement, which ultimately is going to determine its health, on electromagnetics and electromagnetic energy. And that electromagnetic energy is what gives the body a certain flow. If you take two magnets and you push them together, you'll notice that there's a force there. If the poles are the same, have the same sign, you have the positive pole touching the positive pole, they don't want to go together. There's a sort of tension there. There's an energy. When you're a kid, when you played with magnets and you try to push the two together, they don't go. They jump away. That little force between those two magnets that don't want to go together explains everything we know about life. That, in essence, is what the life force is, except it's channeled in certain ways and in amazingly complex ways in the body. But ultimately, it boils down to that repelling force. That repelling force is what pushes everything. It propels everything through the body. When we eat live food, we increase that electrical energy, that magnetic energy, and we flow better. When we eat dead food, everything slows down until ultimately what happens is things pool up. Instead of flowing, they're clotting. And if you could look at your blood with something called live blood cell analysis, if you were like most people, you would see that your cells and the fluids in the blood are stagnant. They're not moving. They're clumping. They're not flowing like they should. Well, one of the best ways to get them to flow like they should is to eat food that's alive. And if you blend it and you mix it with Celtic sea salt and you mix it with spices, you further electrify it. And the vortex, the spinning action with the water and the spices and all of the electrical energy in the vegetables, the cucumbers or the peppers that you throw in there, That adds to the electromagnetic energy of your body. In fact, scientists call that electromagnetic energy the zeta potential. The zeta potential is that energy that keeps things flowing, keeps things moving. It's like we said earlier how when you make a juice, a vegetable juice, for the first 10 minutes of that vegetable juice, all the little particles are kind of hanging in the fluid, and over time the particles flow down as that zeta potential energy drops, as that electrical energy drops. So as the electrical energy drops in the juice, everything kind of falls to the bottom. It loses its life force. Well, that's kind of what's happening to our bodies over time. Over time, our body loses its electromagnetic vitality. And remember, the two places where electromagnetic vitality come from are through oxygen breathing and its reverse, which is carbon dioxide exhaling. It's kind of a balance between those two, and the nutrients that we eat. And the foods that we shouldn't be eating that we are eating. So, no matter what your health condition is, if you simply gave your digestive system a break, the large majority of your symptomology would start to disappear. And that's the good news. It starts to disappear fast. And it could be anything from, it could be anything from cold sores to a skin condition to arthritis to a chronic fatigue syndrome. You don't need to interface with a doctor to do it, friends. That is the bottom line. You don't need to interface with some kind of outside authority to do it. To me, that is the most exciting news, that we can actually begin to reverse our health, that we can begin to feel great immediately with a simple lifestyle decision. Now, if we are addicted to certain foods, you don't want to beat yourself up about it, because understand that we are hardwired to want certain things. We're hardwired to go for sugar, and we're hardwired to go for fat. And as long as the sugar and the fat are dangled in front of us, it's going to be very difficult to refuse it. So don't beat yourself up for it, but just know that the choice for wellness, the choice for health, the choice and vitality are with you at any moment. Any moment you can say no. Any moment. In fact, every single moment of our lives is a moment that we can make a decision for better or for worse. I love the word crisis. The word crisis comes from the word cross or crossroads. Every moment, in a sense, is a crisis. Every moment is a crossroads. And every moment we can make a decision, be it for health or for not health. When you have a drive for the bread and you know that you shouldn't be eating the bread, you can make a decision in that moment. And by the way, if you do have cravings for carbohydrates, the best way to get over your cravings for carbohydrates is to outsmart your carbohydrate craving system with protein. In fact, if I had to tell you the single most important health strategy that you could start to do right away, it would be to up your protein. By upping your protein, you can naturally gravitate away from sugars and away from the carbohydrates and away from the breads and the pastas. In fact, one of the most important things you could do is you can become familiar with something called the glycemic index. The glycemic index is a measurement of how carbohydrate-y a carbohydrate is, how explosive a sugar is, how much like a carbohydrate is. Now, we all know about carbohydrates as being good carbs and bad carbs. I don't really like that term, good carbs and bad carbs. I like to think of carbohydrates more as in regards to their explosive value. You want the explosions in a carbohydrate to be controlled. You want the explosions in the body to be controlled. The explosions in carbohydrates are measured by something called the glycemic index, which goes from 0 to 100. A 100 on the glycemic index is a carbohydrate that explodes super fast. A 0 on the glycemic index is a carbohydrate that explodes very slowly in a controlled fashion. And the more we can get to know the glycemic index, the better off we'll be in terms of our blood sugar system and our insulin system, which is going to be, as it turns out, point 2 on our triangle of health when we get to finish talking about the digestive system. So, before we finish up for the hour, I do want to finish talking about the digestive system, the small intestine. The small intestine is not designed to be bombarded with the kind of substances that we're putting in it, and over time, the small intestine starts to develop little holes and little leaks. And that's when all the problems begin, when you have the little holes and the little leaks. Because when you have little holes and little leaks, you can have literally food particles that get into the bloodstream. And this is where you really run into problems with disease. Food particles that float in the bloodstream are perceived as being invaders, which they are. The blood, what goes into the blood is tightly regulated, as you can imagine. And any food particles, microscopic food particles that get into the blood through leaky gut, get treated as the invader, as the enemy. And that's where big problems start. You initiate an entire immune reaction, the immune system kicks in, and in the long run, it can end up with every single autoimmune disease you can name. And it all starts with problems in the small intestine, problems with the integrity of the lining of the small intestine. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll continue our discussion on the connection between intestinal health, small intestinal health, and overall well-being, and continue giving out some good strategies and some good tips for how you can address it if you have a problem this way. There's also nutritional supplements, of course, that you can take that help support the lining of the gut. We'll talk about that when we come back next hour. If you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and of course, I do welcome your phone calls on the program at 800-259-5791. If you've got questions about what we're talking about today, of course, you're always welcome. But you're also welcome if you have just general health questions, and I always encourage skincare questions as well. That's a specific background, one of my specific areas of concentration. All right. That's it for the first hour of The Bright Side. We'll be back after the news. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for listening on GCN, ZBS, and KSAV. We'll be back after this.
Special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.